Hachette Audio presents The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. Written and read by Malcolm Gladwell.
Introduction. For hush puppies, the classic American brush suede shoes with a lightweight crepe sole, the tipping point came somewhere between late 1994 and early 1995. The brand had been all but dead until that point. Sales were down to 30,000 pairs a year, mostly to backwoods outlets and small-town family stores. Wolverine, the company that makes hush puppies, was thinking of phasing out the shoe that made them famous. But then something strange happened. At a fashion shoot, two hush puppies executives, Owen Baxter and Jeffrey Lewis, ran into a stylist from New York who told them that the classic hush puppies had suddenly become hip in the clubs and bars of downtown Manhattan. "We were being told," Baxter recalls, "that there were resale shops in the village, in Soho, where the shoes were being sold. People were going to the Ma and Pa stores, the little stores that still carried them, and buying them up." Baxter and Lewis were baffled at first. It made no sense to them that shoes that were so obviously out of fashion could make a comeback. "We were told that Isaac Mizrahi was wearing the shoes himself," Lewis says. "I think it's fair to say that at that time, we had no idea who Isaac Mizrahi was." By the fall of 1995, things began to happen in a rush. First, the designer John Bartlett called. He wanted to use hush puppies in his spring collection. Then another Manhattan designer, Anna Sui, called, wanting shoes for her show as well. In Los Angeles, the designer Joel Fitzgerald put a 25-foot inflatable basset hound, the symbol of the hush puppies brand, on the roof of his Hollywood store, and gutted it in.